live from the Pits of Malifaux City. It's Friday Night Bowdown.
And welcome to Friday Night Bowdown. I'm your host, Doug. It is May 19th, and I have three other combatants here with me. Why don't you say hi, Joseph?
Hello.
Dave.
Howdy.
And newcomer Damien.
Hey, guys.
And as we established some time ago, as the newcomer, you first have to give off who was your first master and why you picked them.
Okay. So when I got into Malifaux, I bought the Victoria's box. And then Miniature Market had a sale on the Colette box for like half off. And I was like, yep, that's the one. I'm totally in. So I've been playing Colette for about 6 weeks now, but I'm kind of getting bored of handing out AP elsewhere. And I kind of want to cut everything in half. So I'm just now started putting the Victorias together.
Nice. So it was just the sale that drove you to pick up Colette.
Well, I heard that she was, you know, like a strong master. And I kind of dig the showgirl theme and the mannequin models and things like that. So, you know, it was a combination of things, but it was definitely the fact that it was like $18 that pushed me over the edge.
Sweet. Hey, wait, Joseph, you were on Steam Powered Scoundrels, but this is your first time on Friday Night Bowdown.
It is my first time on here.
Okay, well, I guess you have to answer the question yourself now, too.
My first master was Rasputina, because I was asking people, hey, what's the sword the best, like, mage nuker style master? And people are like, Rasputina, hands down. And I was like, and I just picked her up, liked the beginner newishness of her, and that she's really easy to paint, and then just went out, collected all the arcanists from there.
Sweet. All right, before we get into this, I have to plug something, otherwise Kyle will probably be mad at me. If you are within the Midwest area, I guess, more Western Midwest, if you're close to Iowa and you're listening to this, come on down to MuezzonCon next weekend. It runs all day from Friday to Saturday. That is the 26th through the 28th of May. And you're having a bunch of tournaments and different games, including Malifaux will have a Enforcer Brawl and two different 50 Soulstone tournaments. You get to come out and meet the wonderful voice of Schemes and Stones, Kyle Bodie, also Coyote on the forums. You can also meet me if you care. Most of you probably don't. But I thought I would get that out. What did I say? Sorry, Friday through Sunday. One tournament each day. Two tournaments on Sunday, technically. But all right, today we have most of our topics already picked out for us, because since the last episode, the Wave 5 beta has started, and we get a look at all the nice new models for Wave 5, and there's a lot to unpack there. So we're going to go through a bunch of that stuff and also talk about some upcoming news and maybe some fluffy things if we can get to it. But we'll see if we have the time. I am pulling up my stopwatch now. It's on my phone. And I have an hour here, and we are going to start right now. Okay, Wave 5. We get 5 new models for each faction. Is that correct, guys?
Looks that
close
way.
Close enough. Mm-hmm. Some of them transform.
So yeah, it's basically five models, including the new models from Divergent Paths, which we'll get into later. And there is an open beta that's running for God knows how long. But every week they will be slightly tweaking the models as they see fit. So get out there, get your games in, get your information in, so we can have none of these people being horrifically broken. So, first topic, we are going to go over each faction, and we're going to talk about which one we like the most, which one is our favorite, for whatever reason we pick. And top off the list here is Damien, the newcomer. We'll go with Guild. Guild's always kind of first in these sort of things, so we'll go with Guild. Damien, what is your favorite Guild model?
You know, I think a lot of the Guild models are really strong, but the one that I was really drawn towards was the Guild Investigator. You know, from like a gameplay perspective, it's got what looks like really good utility. But I just really like the flavor, especially the Just Act Casual condition that it hands out to other models. Like, I could just imagine him being like, just be cool, just be cool.
I think actually that's more of everyone's got to act normal around him because he's the cop.
Yeah. No, I get that. But it's just when I read that, it's like I could just see the crowd kind of being like, whoa, take it easy.
Dude, chill, it's fuzz.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Joseph, what's your favorite guild model?
My favorite guild model has to be the name of it. I'm going to horribly mangle, even though I do a podcast with someone who is from the country that this model is from. The Domador de Cadaveres.
Okay.
And just for the bringing a lot of fluff out of the trenches that people didn't know about.
Okay, looking at him, I think I looked that up, and that's something like basically corpse trainer.
It's basically a Spanish necromancer that is retained by the guild.
Wow. Now I'd just like to, this just made me think of something. For the longest time, like, guild was very, very, very anti-necromancy, like, completely. And I wonder if this is just sort of a fluff thing where, like, hey, we got a new governor general and he handles things slightly differently than the last guy. Or what's the story behind these?
I think it's more, this is just another guild enslavement angle, because with the Wave 4 models, we saw there's a lot of people in chains and a lot of forced servitude. And also in Wave 3, there was a lot of that also with, like, if I recall correctly, electrocution and bomb callers. So I think this is just going further down that road.
Well, that's pretty much in theme with the guild. All right, I'll ask my last. Who's next? I'm next. So, my favorite, I'm going to have to go with the Jury, and that might just be because of the name.
That's a good reason.
Because, well, you look at him, and hey, he's a guild marshal. We're actually getting several guild marshals in this wave, so Lady J's feeling some love, but he's a henchman, so he's going to be rivaling the judge. Not saying you can't bring both of them, but how great would that be? I feel like several people are just going to be bringing him along with the judge, so you can have the judge, the jury, and executioners. Then everyone gets a little bit of laugh out of it. But he's giving around fucking hitting things with a flail and immediately giving it slow, which is stupid. No, I like him. And, he actually has a little bit of a synergy with Lucius a bit. Just because he's adding in fees like the good lawyers do. That's what I like. Dave, what's your favorite from the guild? Dave?
It's kind of... Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, cool. It's kind of weird because we all pick different models. I'm going with the Monster Hunter because I think that model will be surprisingly useful for taking down models that are above its cost and just being annoying.
Well, that's kind of its whole thing. Is like it deals extra damage to things that have a higher soulstone cost in it and reduces damage that way too. Nice to see us getting more family models. They have a serious love for dual-wielding weapons, it seems like, because the Pistoleros and the Monster Hunter and most of the Ortegas seem to be dual-wielding weapons.
I do like that the Monster Hunter has sort of like the Old West cartoon flavor to it, with its trigger on Run in Fear and Warn Your Friends!
Yeah.
As it just runs away.
All right. Moving right along. We'll go down to Rezzers? Yeah, Rezzers. So, Damien, who's your favorite new Rezzer model?
So, I'm probably going to butcher this too, but it's the Kentaroi, which I assume is like a zombie centaur or something like that.
That is exactly what it is.
Nailed it. Okay. I think it brings a lot of utility, right? Like being able to drag some of the more kind of slow models up the board with it, as well as kind of dropping out corpse markers as it charges. I think it's a pretty cool model, and I definitely want to see what it looks like when the previews actually start.
I'm going to guess that it's probably a person chopped off at the waist and hastily slapped onto the top of a horse that's missing a head.
Nailed it.
Yeah, no, I looked at the name, and I guess that's the old-timey word for centaur.
Oh, okay.
And it's actually really nice to see something that's kind of from olden times legends that's not a part of the Neverborn. And we'll actually see a couple of those models when we get to Neverborn, but it's nice that they don't have the monopoly on mythical creatures. Okay, I forgot the order. Joseph, favorite Rezzer.
My new favorite Rezzer model is going to be the Gravedigger, because he adds some generic flavor that's low soulstone cost. Well, relatively, with being 7. But it's not as expensive as like a traditional Gravedigger has been, being a henchman. And also, it's just kind of like Willy, except with bodies. And not instead of dynamite.
It's dropping bodies everywhere. You get some serious mobility for Rezzers this time around. You got a guy that actually drag around course markers, and you got a centaur that's charging for 10 freaking inches.
Dropping a corpse marker up the board as well.
Yeah. My favorite, just to go off, just to not pick what's already been picked, I'm going to go with the Bone Pile. Because it's really goofy, and Rezzers do goofy probably better than any faction. And it's just a pile of bones that is sort of mobile and goes and does its own thing, but it has its own special ruling where it's a pile of bones that happens to have an extra set of legs so it can move farther, or an extra set of arms so it can attack better, and stuff like that. We don't have enough skeletons in the game, I think. All we have so far is the Ashigaru, I think. So yeah, give me more goofy piles of bones. Dave, what's your favorite?
I'm also going for Bone Pile, because I think that's going to be fun, and I'm hoping people get creative with it, with the amount of corpse markers that can be thrown around by using Give Up the Ghost to just teleport this model anywhere on the board, and then choose +2 charge or plus flips. That could be pretty rad.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that. Even more mobility.
Or the skulls, and you have your own Big Jake.
Huh. Isn't there... Yeah, there's another model that does something like that. Yeah, it's Tanuki. We'll get to the Tanuki. Next faction, Arcanists. Alright, Damien, who's your favorite Arcanist? Brand new Arcanist.
I really like Neil Henry. I love the flavor of, you know, the John Henry kind of story of man versus thing. And I also think that there's a lot of potential to like have new play patterns with trying to maximize his man over machine trigger to get extra attacks every time a construct nearby does a melee attack.
Yeah, he fits in really well with the entire faction. I'm surprised it took Weird this long to use his legend for a model. Obviously, yeah. Him being Foundry, supposed to, I guess, go with Mayfang, but there's so many constructs in the game and ways to make things. No, that's just with Mayfang, never mind. Anyways, he's gonna fit in with a lot of different masters, and he doesn't seem too powerful, but he can be just awful if you get lucky, I think. Excuse me. Alright, next up, Joseph.
I'm going to go with Ferdinand Vogel, because he has so much versatility to him. And if he doesn't feel like being tricksy, like the Ferdinand Vogel model is, he can switch over to Beast Within and just start tearing things apart.
Just wrecking shit. Yeah. I think he's going to be a thorn in a lot of people's sides with his ability to change every turn and basically heal up all his wounds.
And also, watch out for this guy in Lucius Cruz.
Oh, yeah, because he's a mimic. He's a mimic. Excuse me. Gotta love the guild getting a hold of him for a turn or two back in the Divergent Paths. Okay, well, we'll go to me, and I think my favorite is probably going to be the Steam Fitter. I've been waiting for, like, a generic Union model that isn't, like, just your dude with a pickaxe. Like, we keep talking about all these Union agents that are rogue magic users, but also have the protection of the Union, and we finally kind of get the generic model for that. And he's got a whole bunch of stuff going for him that is just gonna be a lot of fun. I mean, the first time I get a pick, first time I get to use a red Joker for damage or something, and then immediately pick that thing right back up, someone's gonna be unhappy, and it's not gonna be me. All right. Last but not least, Dave.
I'm gonna go with Ferdinand. I think it's a really cool idea, and I hope it works well on the board. I think he'll be really great early on as Ferdinand for card shuffling and just healing, just like the early Alpha Strike, possibly. And then, yeah, later on when he needs to go into the fray, transforming and then hoping you're going to flip masks to just bounce between models and take stuff down, I think will be really, really cool.
Excuse me. Oh, okay. No, I was reading up on his rules real quick. All right, that is the Arcanist. Moving on to the Neverborn. And Damien, what from the Neverborn tickles your fancy?
I really like the Cyclops model. I mean, I really like this Fey theme that kind of came in with Titania, and I like that this guy's kind of a Swiss Army knife. I mean, the back of his card is, you know, 20 triggers, so he can kind of be the man for whatever you need at the moment. And then once he's below half health, he can kind of switch gears away from being a utility guy to just being like a legitimate threat on the board.
Oh, Jesus. I just saw his trigger for his spear. That's painful. Yeah, I think the Fey gives Weird the option to go with more straightforward mythological creatures. Like, you're not getting the Centaur because that you have the Cantoroi, but there's just a whole lot of things you can pull from, and then you can do them a lot more closer to their origin than you would with something else in Malifaux that has to sort of be twisted to the way current Neverborn are. Joseph, what's your favorite new Neverborn model?
My new favorite Neverborn model is going to be Hinamatsu, because it expands on Kaladi in a completely different way. And because it feels like Kaladi is just sort of shoved into one corner, and this is how you play him, and it just plays really, really well. And I think Hinamatsu is going to expand on that a lot.
Oh, wait. 2 extra AP to attack? That's messed up.
Yeah. Melee Master is... it's Master Nasty.
Oh, jeez. Okay, so Henchman Rare 1, so I don't have to worry about more than one of these guys.
Oh, yeah.
Ouch.
And also, he gets a positive flip attack. It has a 1-2-3 damage track, but it gives a condition where you take 1 more damage from his attacks.
Until you take 4 damage?
Until you start taking 4 more damage, in which case his damage track is now 5-6-7. He can grab things from up to 6 inches away with his snatch as well. And ouch. Then just that's a whole lot of nasty and a very scary puppet package.
I don't like him. I don't like puppets. I'm gonna have to reread his card. He's worrying me more and more the further I go into it. I'm gonna go next. I'm gonna go with the Boltungen gang.
Bless you.
That thing. Googled it, and it's basically a hyena werewolf. So, you know, they're keeping to their no werewolf policy, kind of, sort of. It's he's not a werewolf, he's the beast within, and these aren't werewolves, they're hyenas, which is different. he's straightforward. I really like the careful hunter part of his card, where every time something, what is it? Skate marker's placed, he gains a condition that lets him push at the end of the turn. So he's just, you know, obviously like creeping forward. He can do a good amount of damage for the things he's stalking.
Basically 1 inch per scheme marker at the end of the turn.
Yeah.
So it's more tricksy, Neverborn style movement.
A bit, but it doesn't seem abusive. He's only 5 soul stones. I'm pretty sure the idea is for you to try to get him dead before he gets on top of you. Because of his lovely trigger on his hatchet that lets him take his 2 AP attack action if you reduce the damage.
How about his pounce that allows him to do his 2 AP attack action?
Ah, jeez. Okay, moving on. Dave, what's your favorite?
Some of these are just crazy. I want to say the Cyclops, but for a model I'd actually be able to use in my faction of choice, I'm going to go with the Groot Slang.
Groot Slang!
I think that's going to be a kind of fun alternative to like the Swamp Mother, Swamp Fiend kind of thing, using with Marcus, because you can just hire 2 of these and go nuts with just teleporting around and running schemes.
Oh no, he can hire more than these. More than 2, Dave. Did you know? It's a minion without any rare limit, so technically, if you want to be like the cool kid, you could just hire, 9 of them? Yeah, hire 9 of them. I want to see that game.
The Swarm.
And they're all 50 millimeter bases, so you're going to be taking up most of your deployments.
Yeah.
Yeah. Plus throwing out the layer markers. You're just essentially doing 3-card Monty with your minions.
Awesome. Okay. Outcast, I think, should be next. Damien.
This one's an easy one for me. I really like the Prospector. And like I said, I started with Colette, and I think he really easily slots into that crew. One, to give you a way to recharge soul stones, but also to have a lure effect that not only gives you a scheme marker, but also pulls enemies towards you, which Colette is always happy to have.
Yeah. I think anyone that bought the Bandersnatch and removed that one guy from the model is going to just be using that as a proxy now. And it's basically what a Prospector looks like, right?
Yeah. Yeah, totally. Mm-hmm.
I'm really happy with him just because it fills kind of a fluff hole that we didn't really have, considering that, you know, Soulstone's kind of a sort of like the gold rush that we'd experience here in the real world, and the fact there was no prospecting talked about so far kind of made me just felt like it was something that needed to happen. Now we finally have this guy. Yeah, now I'm rambling. Jeez. Okay. Joseph.
I'm going to go completely off of what I wrote down for my notes, and I'm going to go with my favorite Outcast model being the Midnight Stalker, because every single one of his abilities is either a reference or directly relates to just what if you had a small-time murderous psychopath as a model.
You also can't beat the fact that one of his attacks is called Murderin' Sword.
It's a little straightforward, as is his time. Tactical action. This town is scared of that dandy hat.
Hey, Joseph, are you on the sensitivity thing? Because you're getting cut off a bit.
Oh, hold on. Do I sound better now?
Yeah.
Testing, testing.
Yeah.
You sound less like T-Pain.
If the spotlight fades on the opponent's half of the board, it gains fast. Well, that's nice. I like Outcast have so many of these like cool one-off rare one characters, and sadly he's not a mercenary, at least not yet. Because I think I would enjoy playing this guy. Just because, you know,
yeah.
Thwapping people with a murdering sword sounds great. I think I'm next. Yes, I'm next. I'm going to go with the Freikorps Engineer. I have myself a Von Schill crew box that I'm in the process of painting, so I kind of have a soft spot for the one box that sort of looks like it's an organized military group. I like Von Schill. I like the Freikorps. I like any additional Freikorps models. That strength and armor thing sounds really, really good, and I really, really hope they get slap on a mercenary characteristic to this guy, because I want to play him in Arcanus.
That's the reason you're not going to see him with mercenary.
Come on.
But the combos.
The combos. The good thing, though, is that the adjust hydraulics is specific to Outcast models. Otherwise, yeah, he'd be crazy abusive as a mercenary. All right, Dave.
I'm going with the Prospector. Because that's going to be a very important model for, I think, a lot of factions. And it may end up replacing Lust in a lot of crews because that lure.
You know, I'm going to have to read this guy again.
It's the I've struck Soulstone ability.
Plus, he is 6 Soulstones for everyone. And just kind of eats the mercenary tax.
Good.
Nice. Yeah, it also has like a kind of crazy pseudo nimble with the dousing stick ability.
Push
a 3 inches toward any scheme marker and lasso. Oh, cool. So, you know, if you get your stuff placed correctly, he's technically he's can move up 13 inches. Yeah, no, reading this guy again, he's really cool.
Yeah, plus the appraise ability is also going to be a super fun gamble move.
Scatter curve. Okay, I'm keep forgetting I'm hosting a podcast here. Okay, we got two factions left. Gremlins, Damien.
Rassler, no question. The fact that one of his abilities is called "Hit You with Anything," I was totally sold the second that I read it.
That's even better because they're implying that he's smacking people with dead bodies.
Yeah. Dead bodies, a pipe on the ground, whatever he can get his hands on. It's perfect.
Yeah, I'm actually, he's probably going to end up being my favorite, too. I'm going to have to look at some of these. But just because it's Rassler with an A, and that the Gremlins are getting finally a melee 7 model and something that's relatively cheap. I mean, he's not doing a ton of damage, but... Oh, he's got a paralyzed trigger? I forgot about the paralyzed trigger. Oh, ow. No Megusta. Yep.
He also can't take more than 3 damage in a single action.
No, he can take more than 3, but once that happens, he can't be attacked for the rest of the turn.
Oh, that's... Yeah, okay.
So, you know, you just need to knock off those 5 wounds in one hit.
Or hit him with 2 first and then finish him off.
Yeah. That'll be just fine. Okay. Joseph, what you liking from the Gremlins?
I am liking the Gremlin Crier because this might be one of the first sort of like very high control support models for Gremlins. And also, this is a scarily pointing towards the fact that Gremlins might be forming a garment and or some sort of organization and spell the doom for all of Malifaux.
But right there it says Gremlin bureaucracy is the worst bureaucracy, so it can't be that good.
That doesn't mean they won't try it.
They try everything, and most of the time it ends up with them dying.
Have you looked at U.S. elections recently?
We're not that kind of podcast.
Remember, kids, get out and vote.
Gremlins finally get a lure that pushes things towards them. Good for those guys. Hear ye, hear me.
Yeah, because if they get close enough, then you hit them with the bell.
Bonk. A melee six for smacking someone.
I feel like
this bell.
Thing's. Yeah, I feel like this guy's just going to pull a lot of key models into Pigapult range, and that's going to be upsetting.
That's cost seven. That's kind of expensive. All right, we'll go with Doug. Got the Gremlin Cry. We got Rassler. Well, that's probably my actual answer. I'm gonna go with Big Brain Bren. Just because of the Pinky and the Brain reference on his card.
Yeah, he's gonna be a very good pick against, like, Pandora.
Oh, I mean, Gremlins have always had serious trouble with their willpower, and finally this guy is there to really help him out. I mean, good for the faction. I haven't played Gremlins a whole ton, so I'm not sure if this is just going to be painful for anyone playing against them. But obviously someone who's going to help out with serious issues they have. I like him. And he's got condition removal. They got condition removal. Yay, Gremlins. Although I don't really like the moment of sobriety trigger. That's doesn't look like a lot of fun.
The using the big words trigger could be huge if used correctly. Just giving another model insignificant until they die.
Yeah, I think there's a couple models out there that do that, though. Not saying it's nothing to worry about, but... Oh, he's a henchman. Oh, cool. All right, Dave, you're last? Yeah, you're last. Dave. Did we lose Dave?
No. I just didn't hear anything.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, my pick is split between the Rassler and Big Brain Bren. Mostly because their cards just sound like a lot of fun.
Okay.
And we've already covered them.
Yeah, we've already covered them. Okay, quickly now on to 10 Thunders. We got to read this along. We're already like half hour in. All right, Damien, 10 Thunder model that you like the most.
I like the Red Pole, formerly the Crime Boss. I just think it's like an all-around solid beater with some really cool indirect board control abilities, basically just taxing everyone by drawing cards when they come too close or they drop markers. So I think that's pretty cool.
Hooray, board control. Joseph. Joseph?
I like the Tanuki. It's a Tri-Chi model that doesn't have to go into Tri-Chi crews only.
Yeah, you know, this is the other one that has that counts as two models for the strategy. But it has to basically give up its entire activation. That's not terrible for a 5 Soulstone model.
It isn't.
I wonder how much of this makes sense when you understand what Tanukis are. At least in their mythos.
Isn't that the brown suit that let Mario fly in Super Mario 3?
But it is, at least in some form, an actual animal, but also has a lot of, like, legend behind it. Apparently it's got a thing for booze. Great. Honestly, the Tanuki's card makes me giggle. So I'll say, yeah, the Tanuki is the most is the model I'm most interested in. Oh, well, the new henchman for... it technically would probably go for Jacob Lynch. Gwyneth Maddox looks like some fun. I'm glad he's getting another, like a human henchman model instead of just Huggy. Okay. Dave?
I'm going to go with the Lotus Eater just because it looks like it's going to be kind of a mean model for Scheme Denial. And that protection money is going to be pretty nice for the couple models that have that.
Yeah, I mean, they're really kind of going in on their organized crime aspect of the Ten Thunders, which is nice.
Yeah, they're kind of leaning into that with this book.
Yeah, that's what I try to tell people what the Ten Thunders are when I'm describing the different factions.
They're definitely not the Yakuza, but pretty much the Yakuza.
But also the Triads. And I don't know if the Korean organized if Korea has a name for its organized crime. Just all those things, plus all those mythical creatures from Asian lore. Oh, those are all real, too. Never you mind that. It's just organized crime. Okay. Finally done with that topic. Let's try and get this one done a little bit faster. I apologize. I should be wrangling you guys better, but I'm a little tired. That's my one and only excuse. All right. Scariest model for each faction. Which model are you most afraid of seeing across from you on the board? New order this time. Dave, from the... guild faction. Who do you like the least?
Domador. Mostly because it has cadaver in its name, so it's gotta be scary.
Is that it just because it has cadaver in
its name? That's it. Okay. I wanted to be funny.
Alright. That's it. It's totally up to you what you do. Alright, Joseph.
The scariest model I see from this book is Benny Wulkong, also known as the leader of the Extermination Guild, because I've seen this guy in Through the Breach, and I was just waiting for him to come to Malifaux, the proper game. And
the guild?
And this guy is just as nasty as Ian is in his lore. He is just a swindle, and he has all sorts of tricks, and he enables more rat shenanigans. And that's influenced the meta before, and it might happen again.
Okay, but what about the guild model?
Oh. I didn't hear guild when you said that.
Sorry. Well, we know what your answer is for when we get to Outcast. In fact, I will go so far as to copy what you just said and paste it there, but it'll have to be in two places.
That'll work. I'm scared to see Riot Breakers because they seem stupid resilient.
Yeah, they're the first model I kind of thought of when I'm thinking, Malifaux might be getting a bit of power creep. Because usually it's a case of you have wounds relative to your soulstone cost, unless you have some sort of reduction, and then it's usually less. This guy has 7 wounds for his 6 soulstone cost, and armor 2. I mean, defense 4 isn't that great, but this is going to be terrible to take down unless you happen to have some sort of armor penetration. All right.
Those models are going to be balanced purely based on their monetary cost, I feel.
Okay, I am next, and the model I'm least looking forward to is the Thalarian Queller. This guy. For 6 soulstones, regardless of everything else, he has a tactical action that lets him give any friendly model within 6 the ability to ignore damage reduction. You just need a 7. Don't even need suits. So he can do this twice to any model in the faction that's most known for putting out raw damage, and basically telling it to just ignore the few things you can use to survive getting just obliterated. Being an Arcanist that likes its armor, I'm not terribly happy with this guy. And then his area suppression, which is also just great, lets him place markers, he doesn't have to even be near the person, markers within 12 inches that strips you of suits on your melee, shooting, cast, defense, and willpower stats. I'm going to kill this thing as fast as possible whenever I see it. Alright, who's last? Who haven't I gotten to? Damien!
Yeah, for me it's the jury. I mean, I'm just so many debuffs, the fees, and a solid damage track on top of everything else. Like, I just know that this guy is going to be annoying as he's moving up the field, and then come in and bring the pain when he's close.
Yeah. Oh, they buffed up the range on his throw the book at them. You think he's throwing an actual book?
I hope so.
That's great. The book is also covered in spikes, just like the mace?
Yeah, exactly.
Just throwing books at people. It's a weaponized librarian. Alright, next faction, Resurrectionists. Dave, who are you most afraid of?
Who did I write down? Crap. Actually, I also put down the bone pile because I'm expecting Resurs to come up with really creative ways to be unpredictable with the model and just completely hose you.
Yeah, he can. It's going to be a bit scary. Honestly, it costs 6. Wow. Oh, defense 3 and willpower 3. There's his problem.
Yeah.
So just, you know, hopefully you get to him before he gets you, sort of a thing.
Pretty much.
Joseph. Rezzers. Joseph?
Oh, is it me?
Yep.
Hello?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm here.
Oh.
Joseph,
I don't know who's going. Okay, it's me, Asura Roten. I'm scared of her because there's already living an undead synergy through Reva, and Asura Roten is just going to take a hold of that and drive it straight into the enemy.
You know if she's supposed to be like an alternative henchman for Reva or someone else?
She is part of Through the Breach lore, and her whole thing is undead and living models working together, particularly with mindless zombies.
Okay. Well, I was just meaning for the past two waves, it seems like they're giving us henchmen as alternatives to henchmen of established masters. And I was wondering if
oh, yeah, just that they have a different play style.
Yeah. Okay. Now she looks like fun. I'm not entirely sure how scary she would be for me. I'm next. Yay, me. I'm afraid of the Kentaroi, because I'm just not expecting Rezzers to be that fast. And those things are just going to just charge into you and wreck face for a bit. And they can charge while engaged, which is also great. And, oh, yeah, they've got a 3-4-6 damage track on their charge. How wonderful. With a threat range of 13 inches. And built-in poison. I'm not scared. I don't know what you're all talking about. I'm not afraid. Damien!
For me, it's the Gravedigger. I think the ability to dictate when and where corpse markers actually show up is probably going to be very strong, particularly for masters like Nicodem. I could also totally see this model being taken as kind of a countermeasure in the Resurrectionist mirror match.
Oh, yeah. Well, we're slowly getting more and more models that can remove corpse markers. So being able to protect them now for this faction is very important.
Also, yeah, I love the idea of when you finally do kill him, though, the wheelbarrow kind of tips over and all the heads come kind of rolling out.
Aw, man, they got rid of the, shoot. Sorry, Yeah, the wheelbarrow of corpses is great. I'm just sad because they had the Monty Python reference with Bring Out Your Dead, and they used to have the I'm Not Dead Yet trigger, and that's not there anymore. Sad. It's a sad womp day. Womp. Okay, moving on. Arcanist, Dave. But not Dave. Yes, Dave.
I'm picking Neil Henry for this because you can bring Sparks and make Neil Henry a construct and basically get 4 melee AP.
Excuse me. Ouch. Oh, it does say a friendly. Okay. Well, oh no. I thought
Sparks isn't a construct, is he?
I said other, but Sparks can make Neil Henry a construct.
Which then, when he attacks, he then triggers Man Over Machine, then attacks again, triggering Man Over Machine.
Oh, wait, no.
I see friendly other construct model being added to his card.
That would fix it, but as it is right now, I'm bringing Spark with Neil every time.
As long as you keep hitting, yeah. You can just keep doing it until you get rid of all the cards in your hand. Someone should tell Weird, but no one actually tell Weird because I want to abuse this. All you listeners out there, no one tell.
Yeah, I'm going to start putting together May Fang right now.
I know. I'll know who you are. I'll find you. Okay.
It's just I'll take May Fang to Gen Con.
Joseph.
Just prove it out.
Yeah. Neil Henry, see above.
Okay, yeah, no.
Really, with that synergy, this guy, wow. And he has the damage track to back it up. He's tough enough.
Yeah, especially since Sparks would...
Especially if he's a Sparks robot.
Yeah, it would give him armor 1. Oh, and he's in the Arcanist faction, so possibly the Steamfitter can become even more resilient.
Yep.
Oh, and then you can bring the medical...
And his free attacks also can still declare triggers. That's pretty interesting.
Ow. And then you could bring the medical automaton to give him a heart attack. This would be great. This would be great. I want to see this happen just once. And then no one ever do it.
This crew build has to be called the Pain Train.
This is a... Perfect. Yeah. But the rail golem is the Pain Train. Literally.
Except it's bad.
That's your opinion.
Except this guy is 7 soul stones.
Yeah.
Okay. We're on to me, and if I was pretending to be an outsider looking in, the model I would like the least is Kandara, the new henchman that's supposed to be filling in for Kudra, I guess. She's a Gammon. She takes less damage from the. She currently now takes less damage from the Jealous Fire Lord ability, but I think the thing that everyone really is just going to hate is the Regent. Action, which let me just double check I'm reading this right, which is going to be able to let her remove upgrades from friendly Gammon, thus removing Sandeep's 3 model limit. Is that how I read that correctly?
How exactly is Sandeep's restriction worded?
It's that he has to have an upgrade to put onto a Gammon he summoned, and he only has 3. So you can strip those upgrades off the Gammon with Regent.
Yeah, so you no longer have to hire in Gammon.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I don't think people are going to like
Although
that.
You still will, because Wind Gammon are good.
Wind Gammon are a little broken, I'll fully admit that. Okay, who's last? Damien?
Mine's also Kandara. I think Sandeep, at least in the discussions that I've seen on the Arcanist boards, have been that he's kind of creeping up towards the top of the power level for the faction. And this just seems like a strict upgrade over Kudra. So more fuel for the fire.
I, to be fair, I'm pretty sure they came up with this model before the meta settled on him being really, really powerful. She's not,
yeah, it'll be interesting to see how they, right, because they have that context now, so it'll be interesting to see how they balance it, knowing that.
Yeah. Okay, right along. Neverborn, Dave, what are you afraid of?
Actually, the Cyclops, because he is a massive toolkit with a crew of Fae that are already melee beaters and vomit all of the markers. This guy is going to be a danger to everyone around it.
Oh, good lord. So I didn't even read Cyclopean Rage. Okay, well, we'll talk about that later, because I'll fully admit that he is my most feared model from the faction as well. Joseph, do you have a different opinion?
I'm also going to go with Cyclops, especially if you hire him and with Titania, and you have a nice vomit pile of markers. He goes in with frozen runes, and you just start cycling the deck and making your opponent have a bad day.
Yeah. Okay, we'll get to Doug, and I'm also going to say the Cyclops terrifies me. Because not only do you have the frozen runes being, like, really, really useful and kind of crazy, but also he is one heck of a beater, especially when he takes some damage. I mean, obviously most people are going to be like, if you get him to the five or fewer wounds, just put everything into killing him, because then he goes up to a melee 7 with built-in blasts on a 3-4-6 damage track. And I don't like ice walls. I mean, I haven't played Rasputina. I'm sure when I play Rasputina, I'll love ice walls, but I don't like walls. Don't like being boxed in.
This model just looks like it wanted to be a Rasputina model.
Yeah, let Rasputina hire him. Damien!
Yeah, I mean, Cyclops as well. I mean, I feel like whenever you see this thing across the table, each turn, it's going to be nearly impossible to kind of predict what's going to happen with this guy.
Huh. We all agreed on something. Great. Okay, Outcasts. Dave?
Prospector, because of the meta implications, and you're basically getting kind of a cheaper lust that can also do other things.
Okay. Joseph. Joseph?
Insert my rant about Benny and the rats.
Yeah,
here.
Okay. Insert rant here. I forgot about that. I'm sorry.
The scariest model I see from this book is Benny Wulkong, also known as the leader of the Extermination Guild, because I've seen this guy in Through the Breach, and I was just waiting for him to come to Malifaux. The proper game. And
the guild?
And this guy is just as nasty as Ian is in his lore. He is just a swindle, and he has all sorts of tricks, and he enables more rat shenanigans. And that's influenced the meta before, and it might happen again.
Okay, we'll go
Benny
to
Benny and the rats.
We'll go to Doug, and Doug will say if they make the Freikorps engineer a mercenary, then that will be my most feared model. So, there's that big if in there. But it's my podcast, and I'll do whatever the heck I want. Damien!
Mine is also Benny. On top of everything that Joseph said before, just another unavoidable way to hand out Blight. Just seems like the snowball for Hamlin is getting even bigger.
Yeah,
but this also, it'll be sort of a Blight build for Hamlin, because currently the best way to play Hamlin isn't Blight. So this will provide variety to him.
I would probably normally actually also say Benny. And the biggest reason for that is it's another model with Nihilism. And there's just a big kerfuffle about how powerful Hamlin is just because so many of his models ignore scheme-related conditions. And just adding another model that might be in his crew that can ignore that is a bit too much. Okay. That was everyone, right? Yeah, Damien said to Benny, right?
Yep.
Okay, Gremlins. Dave.
Which faction you cut out?
Gremlins.
Flying Piglet, because the Pigapult needed more help.
A stitch on some wings. Yeah. It's drop bowels is kind of funny though. I mean, it's not whether or not you like it, but yeah, I can definitely see this. It's causing some salt, just a bit of salt. Joseph,
Flying Piglet because it's a cheap Soulstone model that enables more Pigapult stuff. The only thing this model is missing to make it even more or disgusting as a Guy Fieri reference.
Ugh.
Something about Flavortown?
Or if it was just Diners, Drive-Ins, and Diving Charge.
Ah! I'm gonna go with Big Brain Bryn. Yeah, I just said I liked him a lot, but all that stuff about messing with people that are messing with your gremlins' willpower kind of sucks. And being able to pretty easily hand out insignificant and letting his friendly models remove conditions and ignore negative flips. Bleh. Damien.
For me, it's the Gremlin Crier. Giving out card manipulation and a decent lore effect to gremlins is a pretty scary thought, particularly if the Pigapult's also getting a boost.
So the impression I'm getting is fuck the Pigapult. Basically, yeah. From this group of guys.
Yeah, yeah. I got bad touched real bad by one.
Okay,
I've seen people get bad slapped by one.
Last but not least, 10 Thunders. Dave, what's giving you the shakes?
I think it matches what I said before with the Lotus Eater. Is just going to be kind of a mean scheme denial piece.
Okay. Joseph. Joseph.
I'm scared of the Obsidian statue because of its shenanigan ability. And the fact that this thing is going to enable some masters that need enabling, and it's just a chunk of wounds is another thing. Another model has more wounds than its cost and armor.
Yeah, I'll actually agree this is the one that I'm not terribly excited about either. And with that rotund abilities, he's going to be able to block off stuff and he'd be less fragile than something like the Ice Golem does.
Yeah, I didn't even see the rotund before. That's kind of gross.
His secret technique is he puts his other leg down.
Okay. All right. Good. we're done with Scurious Model. Just from what you can...
But what about me?
What? Oh, jeez. Jeez, sorry, Damien. Blame it on, no, it's all good. On it's the tiredness. What are you scared of?
For me, it's actually Gwyneth Maddox. Like, okay. Solely for the fact that I know I'm going to forget that she reverses all positive flips into negatives, and it's going to wreck me at least once because of it, and that's the sole reason that I'm scared of it.
That's reasonable. Okay, now we're done. I just real quick, around the table, on top of all the stuff we discussed about, is there anything that's, like, interesting to you fluff-wise, if you have any interest in the Malifaux universe? Just something interesting you see that we haven't mentioned, or, like how I talked about the Prospector, kind of filling in that aspect of Soulstone mining and hunting that we hadn't seen. Doug's first, and something I haven't talked about yet. Blah, 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 blah. Oh, this might not be good. I thought I had something in mind. Gravedigger. Actually, we'll go with Gravedigger, because it's something that should be very, very common in Malifaux, considering how often people die. And they would probably definitely be aligned with the Rezzers, but we haven't seen them till now. And they're very utilitarian, but it's another, like, function of Malifaux that I feel like we should have had in the game earlier. Yeah, I think I made a lot of mention for a lot of the fluff stuff, but I haven't said anything about Gravedigger yet. So, with that very, very vague instruction, Dave, is there anything fluffy that really interests you about Wave 5?
I'm not a big fluff guy, so not really. Not like a thing off the top of my head. I'd be interested to see how the hell a bone pile became something you take into combat. Other than that, not really.
Oh yeah, I would love to actually just read the fluff on that and how it became a thing. Possibly because it's just a pile of leftovers, and some Rezzer thought is like, okay, what if we just like make that a thing by itself?
Yeah. Screw it. Make it do a thing.
Yeah.
Oh, look at I kind of hope that it was a Rezzer that missed the corpse that it was targeting and just like flew over the shoulder and hit some shit in the background.
Just a bag of bones.
Yeah, and he was like, well, okay, I'll take it.
That model needs like an ability or something that's just called xylophone noise. Yeah. All right. Joseph.
The model that's intriguing me fluff-wise is Gwyneth Maddox, because we've never seen like a pure like car dealer gambler type that wasn't being puppeted by a force similar to a tyrant.
Yeah, get a little bit more of that whole casino thing and gambling. Gambling is like a big part of the Wild West. We don't see that a whole ton in models. I mean, we see it with the card aspect of the game, but yeah, I would love to read her fluff. Damien!
Yeah, I think you touched on something earlier that's pretty interesting fluff-wise with the guild, and how with the new kind of changeover in leadership, a lot of the policies seem to be changing a little bit or relaxing. So you have a very anti-necromancy guild, and now in this book, we're even seeing an actual necromancer for the guild.
Yep, although I think the name implies that they didn't raise the zombie themselves, but they captured it and sort of domesticated it. But even that, you know, back with the old Governor General, there's no way he would have signed off on that. Let me look up the freaking definition. We'll get to that later. We've got like a minute left on the clock, so we basically blew through it just with our first three topics. I'm going to actually take this moment to talk about the newsletter. The Weird released a newsletter for the month of May, talking about the rest of the releases, so we get to see what comes out in June and July. Fun fact, there is still no Amon and Nido, and a few other models, so I'm guessing that those will have to be August, because they'll want to be pumping out Wayfinder as soon as possible. For those of you that was looking forward to the Iron Painter competition, you're going to have to wait a bit. That will be waiting till August to kick off, but until then, we have a couple other painting competitions that'll be going on. One's about painting manly men and femme fatales, and then some sort of beast, I think. without looking at it right away. And we'll have to go over the Divergent Pass stuff next time. Any input you guys have on the models that are coming out, not coming out, other releases, or anything to do with painting? Damien.
I'm still waiting on the alternate Lazarus that they showed off in December.
As is everyone.
As a guy who's just now putting together the Victorious crew and looking at that model and scratching my head and being like, what the hell am I going to do with this thing to not make it look like a dollar store action figure? It's pretty tough.
Just rip off its lower half and put it on tank treads.
That's an idea.
Maybe. I just came up with the top of my head. Dave!
Where is Amina? Give her to me. I demand it.
Joseph.
That's it.
Wait, we already skipped you, Dave. Joseph!
Through the Breach Core is coming out in June. Fuck yeah, this is going to be amazing.
Oh yeah, I'm excited. Play Through the Breach. But keep going, sorry.
It's probably the best role-playing game system I've ever played, participated in, talked about, thought quietly about in my dreams.
Okay, this is going in a weird path, but I'm with you. I really like it too. I run my own Through the Breach games. I'm really excited to see what they've cleaned up, and hopefully this. There was nothing terribly wrong with the first version, but I could see where they could improve. And I'm glad they're coming out with it so soon. I was actually expecting it to be like later in the year, but no, we get into.
Yeah, I was expecting
July.
It to be like. I was expecting it to be a Gen Con pre-sale and it to come out in like December.
Yeah.
But they fast-tracked this thing really hard.
Nice. I'm happy. But that is all the time we have for this episode. Thank you, guys. We'll have to definitely dig into the Divergent Path stuff next time. But I want to thank you for lending your voices to my podcast. Thank you, Dave.
No problem. Sorry I was late.
That's okay. Thank you, Joseph.
No problem. Listen to my podcast.
And what podcast is that?
That is Lecture Notes from the Breach.
Cool.
Look at Lecture Notes from the Breach, Twitter, SoundCloud, Facebook, Lecture Notes from the Breach.
Lecture Notes from the Breach, everyone. And Damien, thank you.
Hey, thanks for having me.
And thank you, listeners, for giving us your time and putting up with our swear words and our inability to speak. But everyone have a good night, and we'll see you next time. Goodbye.